You petted me and I followed you home. This thing that happened to them, the little lost dog, it was like nothing that had ever happened to them before. They'd been at their friend's place, drinking. Got there at 9 and left at maybe 1:30 in the morning, which was early for Vic for a weekend night. But now that they were married and Dawn still recovering from her 4 days in the hospital, they kept different hours. And just their luck, it was the first snow of the season, a gritty, wind-blown snow, and only October. And Dawn lightly dressed, and no car. And it was too far to walk home. Vic was out in the street looking for a taxi. Stiff head and back, angry eyes. They were between cars, now that the 5-year-old Mercury had broken down. A piece of shit, as Vic called it. He was a man not used to not having his own car, so maybe it wasn't the right thing for Dawn to ask. Touching his arm, the only way you could talk to Vic sometimes, by touching him first. Honey, why don't we go back upstairs? Maybe somebody can drive us home. Frank, maybe? But Vic didn't hear. Ignored her. She guessed he hadn't told his friends about the Mercury. He'd only be able to tell them when it had become a joke, something he could laugh at, but that wasn't yet. Dawn said, pushing it, "Do you have enough for a cab? I mean, a tip, too? I didn't bring along my wallet." Vic turned and pushed her a little, not hard, but so she'd know she'd been pushed, toward the curb. "Wait up there," he said. "Those shoes!" Meaning Dawn's spike heels. Soft black leather with spaghetti-thin straps through which her textured black stockings shone like her own skin, translucent. Shoes impractical for walking a block, let alone miles. But Vic liked them, didn't he? Liked Dawn's sexy shoes, clothes. Sure he did. Dawn went to stand, not very steadily, in the arched brownstone doorway of the building they just left. Shivering in the damp wind that smelled of the river, a metallic rot taste. That smell that when it washes over you reminds you of all the other times. Winter, the wind, swirling drunken snow, your eyes tearing so you're half blind. You've endured it. And getting older doesn't make it any easier.